if someone's ever given you one of those monthly subscription gifts where you get the chocolate of the month, or this is a real one, the socks of the month club, every month you're like, oh, that's a fun little gift, and it reminds you that they were thinking of you. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take subscription services to a whole new level. It's the Chicken of the Month Club. That's right. You can join me and other potties and WayFM listeners at fh.org/Wally Show and give two chickens to a different family every month. Now, chickens in these developing countries make a huge difference in the lives of these families. These chickens provide a sustainable source of protein through their eggs every day, which helps nourish malnourished kids. And since chickens multiply quickly, it's a great side hustle for these families in that they can generate income by selling eggs or chicks in the market. And by you doing a $28 a month gift, you can make sure that a different family gets two chickens every month. That's kind of cool and very different. If someone gave me two chickens every month, I wouldn't know what to do with that. But in these other countries, they not only know what to do with them, they're also very thankful for people thinking of them and helping them out of these tough times. So what I love about Food for the Hungry is their mission to end poverty by going to the places and walking with some of the world's most vulnerable people, and they've done it for 50 years. You can trust them and you can do some good right now. So go to fh.org/Wally Show if you want to join our Chicken of the Month Club. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All the things we did not get to during the course of the show today. It's good to be back. I was on the set of The Chosen. We talked about that a little bit if you've already heard the podcast. But really, super cool experience, man. And everyone that I talked to that was involved with their Christmas special was super into it. Like all the artists and stuff, they're like, oh yeah, we're big fans. But what was really cool was I was talking to Phil Wickham. Jordan Feliz. And Jordan was I said, you know, what's your favorite episode and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, I was kind of not into this right away either. And I was like, oh, that was me too. And he had the same story. Like he hadn't watched any of it because he was skeptical of a lot of Christian entertainment and how well it's done, especially like a period piece. It's not easy to do. You know, if you're shooting something that's modern, you shoot it on location on the street somewhere and it all looks this, you have to go back to ancient Jerusalem and Roman times, and it's costuming and stuff. And so they do all of that so well, but the story is what's so great. But it was interesting to hear Jordan talk about how then he got into it, but he's had a lot of church hurt in his family.
Oh, bummer.
Believe it or not. Yeah. And like, so, and it's a guy who's a Christian artist, but he was like, yeah, I've had a lot of people burned by the church in my family and they want nothing to do with God. And this was a thing that we could talk about and say, hey, watch this and see what you think. And he was like, because it made you see Jesus. It made you see the people in the stories differently and kind of come to life. And so for him, from a personal standpoint, for his life and his family, The Chosen was like a healing thing for a lot of his family, which I'd be like, wow, that's kind of cool. I did not know that.
Right. He may not be the only one. I doubt his family is the only one that's that, you know?
Yeah, it was just cool. It was a good time. The set we were on is interesting because it's owned by the Mormons and it's way out in the middle of Ogden, Utah, and there's nothing there but cow pastures and stuff. And so they built this to shoot videos for their church, and then now they rent it out. But they were the first, The Chosen was the first non-LDS production to be held there, and they've shot a bunch there, and they're going to continue to shoot a bunch there. But I mean, everybody was so nice on this set. It was really cool. So we'll have more stuff that we're going to break out from that trip over the course of time, because they have a Christmas special coming out and we're going to talk about that as well. But kind of on the entertainment, Christian entertainment tip still, have you guys seen the trailer for The Eyes of Tammy Faye?
Oh, yes.
Have you seen that?
Whoa. No.
Yeah, Jessica Chastain is the actress who is playing Tammy Faye Baker. Now, obviously, Betty, you know who Tammy Faye and Jim Baker are.
Oh, yes, the one that has the crazy eyeliner and
the crying
mascara.
And
yes.
700 Club and
yes.
Disgraced preacher Jim
it's like
Baker.
Gospel prosperity
yes.
related
yes.
stuff.
Yes, and they got accused of swindling people out of millions of dollars and blah, blah, blah. And they kind of downplay her role in this film, which is kind of interesting because you're like, okay, did you really not know a lot of stuff? Or were you turning a blind eye because you really liked the lifestyle? But I think what was interesting about this is because, like, I would see this as somebody who's in the culture and knew about all this. And so, okay, it'd be interesting to watch. Mm-hmm. But I was sitting in the movies with friends of mine, and it was agnostic Greg. I was sitting in there with him and with his wife, Molly, and neither of them knew who these people were because they're not church people, you know? Mm-hmm. And so they had no idea. So they're just watching this as a trailer for something else. And it's kind of a weird trailer or whatever. And she was asking my wife questions about who these people were. And it was one of those things, I was really kind of bummed about it. Cause at the time, it's us putting our worst foot forward, because they were not representative of the vast majority of believers. But like now, this all coming back up again for people that had no idea who they were or what it was about, it's going to bring it all up, and it's going to be another round of, I know church people are hypocrites and they're bad people. Yeah. And you're like, dadgummit.
Yeah, it just puts a bad light on all of it. And the truth is, yeah, we're all messed up and we're not perfect, and there are people that put people that are in their situation up on a pedestal, and you can't do that because the only perfect one is Jesus. And if we try to outdo him, it's not possible.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, I'll still go see it, but it was kind of a bummer that is like the next big thing. CDC endorses COVID boosters for older and high risk Americans. So your two shot has just become a three shot. Yeah. And if you thought you were gaming the system and doing the one shot Johnson & Johnson, guess what? They're saying you're probably going to need one too. Everybody's gonna need a booster.
Oh, exhausting.
Everybody's gonna need a booster. We all gonna get boosters. Yeah. Follow the science. So interesting.
Maybe if they market it like that, with a cute song and everything, maybe it'll just be easier. But
it's
not gonna be.
Because the CDC for a while was like, well, I don't know if we want to, you know, do this. And so, but then now it looks like that's where they're headed. The panel voted against saying people can get a booster if they are 18 to 64 years old. So they're not going right there yet. So right now it's still being limited, because there are people that were trying to game the system to get the booster shot, which was kind of crazy as well. And then my final thing, we're doing kind of a faster cast. I'm just going through stuff quickly because I'm going to be gone all next week. Was a pool of water near the Dead Sea turned blood red.
What? You know what that means? Wait, yes. But why did it turn red? Because it's the end of the world?
Yes.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
And I feel fine. No, they think it's like an algae, and they're trying to investigate, but they said that's not supernatural. Like, what a bummer. I was kind of hoping.
With all the like craziness in the world, like I would...
Wouldn't even shock me.
I wouldn't be shocked, and I'd almost be okay with something crazy like that happening, because you're like, you know what? Like, nobody chose to be weird or crazy or CDC. Like, it's like, oh, it's just cool science-y stuff.
They say it's algae and iron oxide and chemicals in this thing near the Dead Sea, but like, I'm colorblind, so I couldn't even enjoy it. It just looked like brown water to me. I was like, that's a bummer. So I would have, I missed out on all of the joy. I almost think that we could use like one of those just really big rallying kind of
aliens?
God-sized. Oh. No, God-sized. Like thing that a lot of people see that kind of turns their, and not like a tragedy, but something that turns people, in case you're listening, Lord, and you're taking notes, not a tragedy.
Something cool.
Something that would be a cool thing that kind of, you know, helps people remember God in the midst of all of this kind of mess that we're going through, and in a positive way, sees him like, you know, not his face on a piece of toast or something like that, which is pretty dope, but like
still just, pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, but something like, not nothing that's crazy, but something that's like, wow, that's impressive, you know, and we don't know, can't explain it, but just wow.
Are you ready for a miracle?
Yeah, ready as I can be. What do you got, Rock?
That is me. Well, Jimmy Fallon does that thing again where he asks his viewers to describe a movie badly, and he had some winners.
Avengers Infinity War. Some guy wants to bedazzle his glove, but everyone keeps trying to stop him. Titanic. Everyone takes the ice bucket challenge. Oh. Up. Inflation causes housing crisis. The Sound of Music. Some kids sing a few show tunes while escaping from the Nazis. For a Wizard of Oz listing on TCM, transported to a surreal landscape, a young girl kills the first person she meets, then teams up with three strangers to kill again.
That's so good.
That is really good. Well, yeah, when you think about like some certain TV shows and Disney stuff, there's some dark stuff that as a kid, like as a parent, you look back on it and you're like, oh, what in the world? Yeah, and then when you put it like that, yeah, she murdered two people. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, and they're just, la, 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 we're off to see you.
Oh, that's so funny. There's so many movies, too, like you watch as a kid or when you were younger and you don't think much about them because you remember the highlights. But then, like, I remember my wife wanting to let my daughter watch Grease, like, at 9 years old. I'm like, absolutely not.
That one is awful.
She's like, oh, no, it was so good. And I started going, what about Rizzo and the teen pregnancy? What about him pushing her? What about this? What about this? And then she was like, oh, yeah, well, you know what? I'd forgotten all those parts. And I think that happens. I think we do that with life, too. We do that at the end of somebody's life. We remember the highlights. And a lot of times we forget some of the lowlights, which that isn't the worst thing in the world, right? You know, when it comes to people.
And I thought about, too, I watched Grease as a young age. And,
did you?
Yeah, and I don't know if my parents really knew about the movie. I mean, they got it for me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Really?
I guess they didn't think, they were probably like Marty, didn't think, yeah, and they didn't remember anything bad about it, but it does have some parts.
Or thought
sure.
some would go over your head or something.
And it did, you know? Let's be honest.
Like, you have to, as a parent, you have to be vigilant in what you're bringing into your home, what your kids are exposed to. This is smart. Like, there's certain things that, yes, you want to shelter them from things. You have to, and it's different for every parent. You decide what they can handle, when they can handle it. But it was always tough for me. Like, if my daughter wanted to watch a movie that we hadn't seen, great, no problem. I'll watch the movie and then decide, okay, you can watch it or not watch it. But boy, when she wanted to read books, I'm like, no. That's where it's like Marty gets the call. Like, honey, you're going to have to read this. There's no way. She'll be graduated by the time I finish this book. So that's not going to happen. But yeah, I mean, you have to even do that kind of stuff because the stuff that is in kids' books, like The Hunger Games was coming out when my daughter was young.
That's one of those that's like, children killing children.
Yeah, that's, I mean, if Fallon was doing that one, it'd be like, group of teens kill each other to save world. Like, wait, what? Yeah. So my wife, I took the movie series and my wife read the book to see if it was something that was appropriate for our daughter or not. So, Lady Rock, what do you got for birthdays?
All right, we've got a few. So let's see, we're catching back up. Lena wants to wish herself a happy belated birthday. That was on the 22nd. Said she loves animals, loves to make crochet things for people.
That's sad. She wished herself, she forgot her own birthday.
No, I think it was because we weren't here.
Oh, good. Okay. I'm like, that was really sad.
That was us. Okay. We apologize, happy Lena, birthday. But we're here. Rebecca wants to wish Jennifer a happy birthday, saying she's a great sister and takes care of my kids while I'm at work. That's awesome.
Oh, that's
happy
huge.
Birthday. Katie, to her daughter, Henley. Henley is turning 4. She is joyful, fun, and a caring child. Awesome. Joshua is celebrating his birthday yesterday. Happy belated birthday, Joshua. I'm a big fan, especially of Betty Rock. I listen to the Wally Show podcast.
Yeah, yo.
Tom to Lila Joy. She is turning 8 today, which was yesterday, and just got her ears pierced. That's a big day.
It's a big
Yeah, you know
I remember
too.
When I got mine pierced.
At the local Claire's in the mall.
It was. It was like 22 or something like that, or 20. I don't remember. Yeah, I went to the local Claire's and sat down there, and I'm like, oh, can we
hug the teddy bear?
Yeah, I did. I'm like, can we just do this quick, and is it going to hurt?
And then Mama, Dad, and Tyler want to wish Caitlin, nicknamed KK, a happy birthday. She's turning 12 today.
Nice.
Last year of being a tween.
I know.
Oh, happy birthday, Caitlin. Then we've got a question from Joseph. Joseph said, what is the dumbest car-related thing you did when you were younger? Mine is fitting 9 people in my car, not including me.
Oh, nice. That's kind of fun.
You weren't
driving, though, right? Oh, no, they weren't driving. So I thought this was yours, Rock.
No. Oh. That's Joseph. Sorry. Okay. Joseph said, mine is fitting 9 people in my car, not including me.
Mm.
The dumbest thing I did with my car. I know the dumbest thing I did with a friend's car is when we wanted to sneak out in the middle of the night and go to Crystals. We could have gone anywhere, but we wanted to go to Crystals at like 3 a.m.
That's why I love you, man.
Anyway, so me and my two friends from high school, we thought, oh, we can easily like push your car up the driveway, and so we don't wake up your parents by starting the engine.
Oh my goodness.
We couldn't. We tried. We definitely couldn't. So we just started the car and just made a run
for it. That's so funny. Yeah, me and my buddy Charles. Charles used to do that, and we'd sneak out, and then we'd push the car down the driveway and then start it when we got around the corner and everything like that. And then we got caught eventually, and his dad, to punish him, took his door off his bedroom.
Nice.
Like, that was how he, because obviously the door would be closed, we'd sneak out the window. Mm-hmm. And so his dad took his door off his bedroom.
That'll do it.
Yeah, it was a good idea. let me see. Dumbest thing with a car... having people ride on the roof on my surf
racks.
That
is still amazing to hear
about.
Yeah,
that was dumb. And donuts in parking lots and drag racing, all that stupid stuff.
Kids don't do that at
all. Yeah, don't do that. Yeah.
Gavin, I can't see you doing too
much. No, I think I was boring and responsible.
That's good.
So, I mean, I didn't start really driving till I was about 17, just because I like moved states and the license and permit thing was super weird.
That's amazed me how many kids, though, don't get their license. To either they can't or they don't. Like, my nephew just now is getting his license at almost 18. And like, their parents drive them, so they don't, like, they had no desire to drive. My daughter, she would not have gotten her license if I hadn't made her go get her license. And, like, I'm not driving you 30 minutes, four times a week or five times a week anymore, and it's like, you gotta go get your license.
Yeah, this generation does not have this like push to be the rebel kid and drive around.
Now you can do Uber.
That's true.
Technically.
I mean, it's so not in my wheelhouse. I don't get it. To me, the driving at 16 was freedom, and I loved every minute of it. I bought my own car. I had to pay for my own gas. I think my parents paid for my insurance for a little bit, but like, It was my freedom, and I loved it. And so, like, I just, like, when my daughter didn't want a car, I'm like, okay. I don't get it.
Yeah.
So,
want to do weekend plans?
Let's do weekend plans.
Weekend plans. Everyone's got weekend plans.
I am getting on a plane at 7 a.m. tomorrow to go to California. Woo! For a much-needed vacation. Whoa. I have been chippy the last few days, week.
He's a little toasty today.
Oh, it's been frustrating. Like, I've had so many technical problems with everything that I've been trying to do just to do my job, and it's been frustrating. I punched a wall at work earlier, and Betty Rock walks in, kind of hangs in the office, says, "How you doing?" I'm like, "I'm good. How are you?" She's like, "Hand okay? Yeah, it's good."
All right.
More of the same. That just pops back out like, it's a Friday.
Just checking in.
Oh, drives me nuts.
Usual Friday.
Yeah, so I am glad to be going away. I'm going to go to California with my wife and daughter, and so we're doing like Disneyland and California Adventure. We're going to do a trapeze school on the boardwalk at Santa Monica Pier and a bunch of tourist stuff. Like, I lived out there for a bunch of years and never did any of the tourist stuff. And so we're going to do some of that thing. I'm hoping to either wing surf or kite surf a little bit. So, and do some fun extreme things too, because I like that. What about you, Gavin?
Ooh, I'm first. Okay. So tonight we're doing this is very big event with our youth group. And so we're starting off at like a ropes course tonight at like 7 p.m., Ooh. Which I'm excited about. And then we're going to go hang out at the church, play games, board games, video games. And then they're doing a lock-in.
Oh, those are great as a kid.
I did find out that I don't have to be there for the sleeping at the church part of it. My wife is going to stay there, but there are enough other like guys, leaders there that it's like I don't need to be. So I will go home and get a solid night's sleep. But I have to stay there till midnight, and then we're waking up at like 8 o'clock because our church is doing this go out and serve event on a Saturday morning.
Oh, your campuses or all of them? I think, because I didn't hear about this last week. I was at church.
Yeah. I don't know if like if it's a church-wide thing or not, but we're just going out to, I think, like people in the community, like got widows and people that just need help. And so we're just going to do that up in Nashville on Saturday. And then Haley's grandpa is traveling up to Ohio, but he's going to stay with us on Saturday afternoon through Monday. So that'll be fun.
Nice. There you go. So, lock-ins, man, as a kid were the best.
I never did one.
Oh, my goodness. I loved it. But as an adult, I can't think of anything I would like to do less. After dodgeball, I'm going to go home. Like, I'd get to hit a few kids in the head with a big red ball, and I'm done. My work here is done. Sleep well, kids.
Yep.
I could see that not being fun. You definitely drew the right straw on that one. Lady Rock.
Boy, I'm the boring one.
No, I was counting on you to have amazing weekend plans.
I don't.
That's why I went to you last.
Well, I don't. I have a few errands I need to run and going to just hang out with some friends. We don't have any plans. It's just hanging out, seeing what happens. That's all.
No, anticlimactic. Should have started with you and built up.
Sorry. Maybe I should have warned you.
Yeah, that's okay.
Oh, loser.
That's all right. I mean, whatever. You've ruined my weekend now.
No. No. You have a whole vacation.
Oh, wait. I have to check on your cat. I forgot about
that. Oh, yeah.
That.
That's what you're doing. Yes. Okay. So you got that. So thank you. Just for the 2 days.
Hope I don't forget that.
Oh, yeah. Please don't. She'll be a little upset.
I'll do that Saturday and Sunday.
Okay,
that's about it.
As we're yawning our way out of aftercast, we're so sorry about that.
Yeah.
So that's going to do it. No aftercast next week as I am going to be gone, and then we will resume the week after that. And as always, thanks for being a potty.